Our condolences to all the believers all across the world, wherever you are, and to all of humanity upon the Arba'een of the Master of Martyrs, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam al-Husayn, alayhi salam. The 20th of Safar is the Arba'een of Imam Husayn, alayhi salam, which means that it is the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Husayn, alayhi salam. A heart-wrenching martyrdom which occurred in the lands of Karbala on the 10th of Muharram in the year 61 Hijrah. In recent years, humanity has witnessed how countless millions have flocked to the land of Karbala in order to pay homage to the Master of Martyrs, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, on the day of Arba'een. And humanity has also witnessed how countless millions pledge their allegiance to Imam Husayn alayhi salam as they walk on the great walk of Arba'een from the holy city of Najaf to the holy city of Karbala, a distance of approximately 80 kilometers. And humanity has witnessed an ocean of millions, men and women, children, families, friends, old and young, healthy or ailing, even handicapped or disabled, take the great Arba'een walk, take the great pilgrimage of Arba'een in order to join the one who has ignited a fire in their hearts and their souls, and to join the only one that can cool that fire, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam al-Husayn, alayhi salam. If you're looking for a modern day miracle, then look no further. And this great Arba'een walk, this great pilgrimage of Arba'een, culminates on the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Husayn, alayhi salam, on the 20th of Safar in the land of Karbala. A great gathering which has been considered to be the largest public annual gathering in the whole world. And all in ode to the mission and the martyrdom of Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam al-Husayn, alayhi salam. This ocean of Husaynis continues to grow and strengthen to the detriment of every single one of the tyrants and oppressors all across the world. And these countless millions on the Arba'een walk and on the great pilgrimage of Arba'een, as well as other countless millions all across the world who weren't able to reach the lands of Karbala on the day of Arba'een, have already pledged their allegiance to Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam al-Husayn, alayhi salam. A pledge of allegiance which occurred on the night before the 10th of Muharram, a pledge of allegiance which surpasses all other pledges. A pledge of allegiance to stand up to and defend the values and the stances of Imam Husayn, alayhi salam. A pledge of allegiance to stand by and uphold the values and the stances of Imam Husayn, alayhi salam. A pledge of allegiance which was taken on the night before the 10th of Muharram, where every single one of these countless millions that are in the land of Karbala on the day of Arba'een, as well as countless millions all across the world, have announced when they said, Ya Aba Abdullah, Inni Silmun Liman Salamakum, Wa Harbun Liman Harabakum, Ila Yawmil Qiyam. A divine pledge of allegiance to stand up and defend truth and justice until the end of our lives, wherever we are. And a divine pledge of allegiance to stand up to and oppose oppression and tyranny until the end of our lives, wherever we are.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين وابن سيد الوصيين السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين السلام عليك يا حجة الله وابن حجته السلام عليك يا ثار الله وابن ثاره السلام عليك يا قتيل الله وابن قتيله السلام عليك يا وتر الله الموتور في السماوات والأرض السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمحجته السلام على من أطاع الله في سره وعلانيته السلام على من جعل الله الشفاء في تربته السلام على من الإجابة تحت قبته السلام عليك وعلى أرواح التي حلت بفنائك صلوات الله وبركاته وتحيته عليك يا أبا عبد الله الحسين.
This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.
Wherever you are.